Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yeah, just an hour to share with you. Just a reminder, if you did miss anything, that podcast, including the chat from the last hour with Paul Vaughan. In fact, there's so much in that last hour. You can listen to the catch-up podcast, available exclusively through the Triple M NRL app. Wendell Saylor is here. Brent Reed, Ryan Girdler, my name is Tony Squires. And more importantly, the great man himself, the one, the only, Mr. Mal Meninga, joins us. G'day, bud.
Well, good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, I know I saw you working with Fox League last night. What?
Yep.
This time of year, though, here we are, watching a few days out from Origin. You're now, you know, safely ensconced as the Kangaroos coach. But does the clipboard get itchy to you this time of year, thinking, I wouldn't mind being involved in this game?
No, not really. No, I've had my turn at it, actually. I'm pretty happy to leave it in Kevy's capable arms, and so I'm pretty happy being the Kangaroo coach, and gives me an opportunity to, you know, spy in both camps, really.
Yes.
Hey, Mel, it's Del here, mate. Obviously, you had a fair few series wins. You implemented some different things, but you were big on going back to the country. The people up there in North Queensland, or, you know, out at the Southwest Queensland, it was about the grassroots for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think Origin's bigger than just than footy, rugby league, you know. So, I mean, it's a state thing, you know. The communities all get involved. Everyone sort of supports Origin when it comes on, regardless whether you're a rugby league person or not. So, I think it's important. I think, you know, the players are heroes in those regions. You know, those regions don't get to see their heroes all that often, or if at all. So, I mean, I just think it's a great exercise. And it's pretty grounding for the players, you know, to go out in those regions, you know, the whole township turns up and just shows them how much support they got and how important they are to their community. So it gives them a good grounding experience and obviously a bit more motivation, hopefully.
Mel, Del mentioned you implemented a lot of stuff when you were in Origin camp. Did you ever bring in a coach whisperer?
you bring in mentors, you know. Yeah. You bring in people that can help, certainly ex-players and other people that you try to utilise to have that, yes, to bring in that little 1% that may make a difference in the players' eyes and their preparation, things like that. You know, Kevy's, I mean, we talk about the coach whisperer. It's all about just, you know, knuckling down, bunkering in, you know, just concentrating on what you have to do to get yourself right. And that's, you know, every coach does that, I think, at that level. You know, you've got to get your, particularly a short preparation, you've got to make sure that, you know, everything that you do, you know, your roles, your responsibilities, you know, you understand what you need to do, your attitudes, you know, your prep's got to be really good before you even start concentrating on the opposition.
Mal, you had arguably the best Queensland side ever while your tenure was there at the Origin level. What do you like about the current Queensland or this year's current Queensland squad?
I think it's got good balance. Good, I think, you know, like they're bringing quite a number of new players. They haven't been around a while, but I just like the blend of experience. You know, with Josh Maguire, Matt Gillette, you know, Kafusi starting here, Papali starting to get more experience. DCE's been around a while with Gags and Chambers and Morgs, you know. So I'm just thinking that the blend of youth and experience, they call it a bit of a transition into a new era, which I think is correct. I just like the balance. I think it's a pretty good balanced footy side.
Do you, with the coach whisper stuff aside and the not mentioning New South Wales, but do you like that Kevy has come out with a positive attitude about the result on Wednesday night?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing new though, Tony. You know, so I mean, the All Blacks do it. I mean, they're always open about every time they run to the footy field, their expectation is to win. You know, so without that sort of expectation, with that attitude, what's the point of playing? You know, so I mean, you know, some people make it public and some people keep behind closed doors, you know. But I know the Melbourne Storm and their systems, you know, their expectation is to win all the time. I know the Roosters' expectation is to win all the time, but they just don't make it public. So, you know, he's declaring war, Kevy. And that's what Orange is all about, you know. It's a theatre. It's bigger than the game. It's trying to get the whole state behind you and the whole crowd behind you when they run on the park next Wednesday. So, I mean, I can't see any harm in it. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, two teams going against each other. No one else has an influence over it. It's just what their attitude is and how much they want and desire it.
Hey, Mel, there's a bloke that polarises people. Certainly a very good talent, Ben Hunt. You always back him, mate. You like playing him that 14 position. What do you think his best position is? And I know he can do a job for Queensland.
Yeah, well, I honestly believe that his best position is 9. That's why I pick him in that 14 spot, you know, because he can play in the halves. He can play. I've played him 13 before. And he's done a terrific job as well. But I just feel that 9 is his best position. He's got a great passing game, good running game, good kicking game. Defensively, he's very good as well. So, I mean, doesn't have to think there. You know, just got to react. I just think that he's a natural talent and natural 9.
Hey, Mel, can I ask you about your day job with the Titans? You're doing a review at the moment. How's it going?
Oh, I know it's challenging. There's no doubt about that. You know, obviously, we have high expectations at the club, really. So, I mean, I'm going through that all at the moment. They're looking for, well, they've been very, I mean, it's a great club. All want to, got this great desire to do well. We're languishing down the bottom of the ladder for a long, long period of time. So, you know, we want to make some changes, and everybody in the club wants to do it. So it's just a matter of getting through a bit of a process and asking the right questions, hopefully, and we come up with the right recommendations and solutions at the end of the day.
Mal, hypothetical for you. The Australian side's been picked next week. Who do you take as your fullback, Ponga or Tedesco on current form?
Wow.
Nah, Teddy, I was asked that question the other day, and, you know, I mean, he's the incumbent.
Yep.
He's the best fullback in the competition. He deserves that accolade. He deserves to be in the national side, best, you know, because he is the best fullback.
You find a spot for KP on the bench?
Does Ponga make the team?
Oh, you tried, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Mel.
Well, he played 14 last year, didn't he? Probably one of the greatest debuts in Origin at 14. In the middle of the park and making, like, 27-odd tackles and still coming up with enough energy to make breaks.
What about the skipper, DCE? You think he earned the right?
I think so, yeah, absolutely. I had him DC with the Kangaroos. I was asked that question last night, as you may be aware.
I've been watching all your shows, Mal, that's why.
Thanks. he wants to be a leader, you know. Yep. He wants to be, you know, the captain of the footy team. He's been around long enough. He's held that role at the club, at the Manly club, for a long period of time. You know, he's the right man.
Hey, Mel, are you coaching? There's an international nines at the end of the year, isn't there? Will you pick people like Ponga in that team? Like, Ponga in nines would be ridiculous.
Oh. Well, that's the beauty of it, you know. So we'll pick our best nine side, you know. Then obviously Carlin would be in that, you know, but Teddy would be in the two, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know. So we're allowed, I think, 16 players, so I can imagine we'll have a fair side.
Mel, can we take it back? Speaking of the Nines, I don't know if these guys remember, it was around that Super League time, you were the original coach of the Nines. I think New Zealand beat us in the semi-finals or something. You were the original coach in that team, weren't you?
I was, mate, yeah. So he didn't help me get my coaching off to a good
start. Mate, I tried hard, but you know the best thing about Mel?
Was that when the monsoon hit in Fiji?
Hey, was
that
there?
Yeah, I did. I did play in the front row. That's what I do for Mel Meninga. But can I tell you what I loved even more about it? Like, Mel Meninga's got that aura about him. So he says to us around the bonding time, he goes, "Okay, boys, we're going to a function tonight, but there's no cameras allowed." And we're like, "Okay, this is gonna be good." So the Belmont Hotel, or what's it? Is it over there, Leichhardt Way? Mm-hmm. He goes, "We got to go." And Russell Crowe's band was on, and Russell obviously and Mel knew each other, so we're going, "Okay, we're going to watch his band."
What, 30 odd foot of grunt?
Yeah, but then what was even better is when we got there, and I'm not like one of those people who like A-list stars and that, but when we got there, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman joined us.
No.
Yeah, they did, and that was all because of Mel, and of course, I didn't know where to sit, but I sat beside Nicole Kidman, so, you know. Yeah. But that was all because of Mel.
Yeah. What's that? We had the best karaoke night that I could ever remember. I actually remembered that one. That was a beauty.
Really? What was your song, Mel?
Oh, it would have been... It would have been K-San, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And
we sung the cocktail song,
Aruba, Jamaica.
Tom was a good guy.
You had a bit of flavour about you, didn't you?
Yeah, loved it, mate. Thank you.
Mal Meninga, what a joy and a privilege to talk to you. Thanks so much for having a chat.
Cheers, guys. Thank you,
Mel. There he is, the great man, the immortal Mal Meninga. That was a great song for you to sing, Dom.
Yeah, thank you.
Were you called the sexiness then?
No, I wasn't, but I started to find my sexiness.
The NRL stock market is next on Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Yeah, the cult. Not sure that's Mal Meninga's karaoke song.
No.
This is Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Check out the latest NRL markets at ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself, but remember, gamble responsibly. Roger Aldridge is with us. G'day, Rog.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. On this, I guess it's not quite so Super Saturday, is it? But just the one game, the Bulldogs and the Raiders. What are the punters like there?
Well, very lackluster Saturday. Not a huge amount of betting interest in this game. They're $1.90 each of two, so it's a pick-em game. But money slightly with Canterbury at the moment. They've been 195 into 190, and the Raiders 185 out to 190.
Okay.
Hey, Rog, what about in terms of first try bets? Where are they looking?
They're looking at Will Hopewadi at $16, Jack Cogger at $26, and from a Raiders point of view, Jared Kroger's been well backed at $12. But the favourite, or the shortest way home, Smith and Crichton, $7.50 and $10 respectively for the Dogs, and then Oldfield for the Raiders at $8.
What about the Dally M voting? Mitchell Pearce has been on fire of late. Do the punters think he can keep it going?
The bookie certainly do. He's $81 into $4 after that five-match hot streak that he's been on. Cameron Munster's still the best backed in that market at $5, sits on the second line of betting. Damien Cook, $5.50. Cameron Smith, $9, along with James Tedesco. They're the only five in single-figure odds, and then it's Jason Tomalolo at $10.
Didn't Mitchell Pearce, Reedy, tell Freddie that he was sore or groin?
Groin.
But he said he'd be all right for the next... club game. I think it was going to keep him out for 5 days or something.
All right. Okay, Roger Aldridge, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Check out the latest NRL markets at ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself, but remember, gamble responsibly. It's time for this.
Nobody knows if a stock is going to go up. The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Simple operation. I throw a few topics at you. You tell me whether you're buying, selling, or holding. All right, let's begin. State of Origin. We've spoken a bit about Kevvy Walters and what he's been up to in this week. His attitude, the way he's changed his tactics slightly to the media anyway. My question to you is this. Will this State of Origin series affect Kevin Walters' coaching future in the NRL? I'll start with you, Wendell Saylor.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a bit different, State of Origin, and coaching NRL week in, week out. I think win, lose, or draw. I think Kevvy will get an opportunity to coach, you know, a team. That team, I think, I was going to ask Mel about it. It's going to be the Titans, I think, sooner rather than later.
Okay. I'm going to buy that one. I think it will affect him. No doubt it will. You know, if he loses this series, it's two series lost in a row. And just the way...
He's won one.
Well, I know that, but he's... You know, he's lost two, Dell, if he loses this one.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, mind you. But, you know, I think that if he loses two in a row and just the way it's unfolded so far, you know, if they lose, I don't think that'll reflect well on Kev in club land. So, yeah, I'm buying that. Okay. I think it will affect him.
Good.
Yeah, I think you have to buy that. I mean, coaching at an NRL level is all about W's and they're going to look at your CV. And if you roll in there, as Reedy said, with some performances that haven't been – you know, great, and obviously everyone's pulling apart the way that, you know, Kevvy's approached the week. If you're a club administrator, you'd be looking at all of those things, taking all that into consideration, and then if he doesn't get the result, yeah, I think it'll weigh on his CV.
Ask boys, so like New South Wales at the moment, you've got a very strong squad. Obviously the last couple of years, the few players have retired. I know that at the moment, you know, everyone's got New South Wales as a short price favourites.
I don't think so. I think the Queenslanders do.
So Queensland lose 2-1. Kevvy does an admirable job. You wouldn't give him the job. Like I know you got looked over for the West Tigers job.
Cowboys job.
Yeah, and then the Broncos, you know. Yeah. Mm.
Depending on the club, depending on the situation. Sure. If he's the best man for the job, absolutely. Yeah, but
there's some good coaches out. Some good coaches in waiting out there. The Adam O'Briens and Craig Fitzgibbons of the world who are waiting to go.
Craig Fitzgibbons has been around a long time.
Yeah. Trent Barrett's still
Trent
there somewhere.
Barrett, who was Jason, at Blues train this week?
Jason Demetrio.
Justin Holbrook. There's plenty of guys who are around at the moment.
Is he back? Is he?
He's not back. No, he's still there. Would come back.
DCE still with Origin. Daly Cherry Evans is the right man for Queensland's captaincy, Ryan Girdley.
I'll hold. We won't know that until the whistle blows. We won't know that until, you know, we see what he does on the field.
Well, you can't. I mean, the decision's been made. He's got a captain.
He's allowed to hold.
He's allowed to hold, aren't I?
Yeah, okay. It's not like
he's
you.
He's going to hold.
Yeah, it's not like you. You know,
well, it's a Queensland thing, you know. I don't really care.
Yeah, you haven't given much thought, have you?
Not at all, man.
I'm going to buy that one, Tone. I reckon he is the right man for the job. I think, obviously, he had to fight to get back and get his position back in the team and played really well in game three last year, and he's done a great job captaining Manly. I know Michael Morgan was an option for Queensland, obviously, but he's in the centres, and I think that'll be a big enough job for him on Wednesday night, given he doesn't normally play there. So I think Daly's the perfect man for the job right now.
Yeah, I'm buying that. Mate, Dally Cherry Evans, mate, Queenslanders.
Yeah,
yeah, we got to stick together. Mate, I'm backing Kevy's judgment there. I'm wanting back his other judgment, but I'm backing this one.
I'm going to sell Tony, actually.
Are you?
Wow, here we go.
These two guys and their form lately are going to buy, I'm definitely going to get off. But I'm just going to say that I actually thought that Matt Gillette would have been the perfect candidate to be the captain, and nothing against Dally Cherry Evans, and I hope he does an okay job, but I thought Mitch Gillette deserved the honours.
Right. Personally.
Yeah, this is a big job for Cherry, I think, because, you know, he polarises people too.
All right, the Eels had a win over South Sydney, but are they, and in fact I'm going to go the other way, they are. Parramatta Eels are top eight pretenders, Brent Reed.
I'm going to sell this one because I think at the bottom half of the eight, it's really weak, the bottom half of the eight. I think Brisbane will get in there eventually, but, you know, you've got Manly who are vying for the bottom half of the eight. Cronulla will get some blokes back. They'll be different. But I think they're a chance of making the eight. I don't think they can win the comp, Parramatta, but certainly I think they can make the top eight. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I'm holding. When they're on,
until the top eight's decided.
No, there's
September. We'll get back in September.
What I saw them do against the West Tigers. Now, when they play that style of football, they carve you up through the middle on the edges. But like, and then you watch them last night, full strength, and you just go, oh wow. But anyway, a win's a win. Yeah.
So I reckon pretenders is a pretty harsh word, but I'm selling.
Okay.
So what does that mean? No.
It means you disagree with it. You don't think they're pretenders.
I'm buying.
Yeah.
I'm buying something I don't understand.
Did I get that wrong? Yeah. No,
what did you do?
You got it right.
I thought they weren't top eight contenders.
Yeah.
Is that selling?
Oh, no.
Yes, this is why you're
confused.
Yeah. No, you said they would the bottom of the eight is pretty weak and they will get in there.
Yeah, yeah. You're happy for
them. But didn't I say I'd buy?
Oh, look,
isn't
it?
So I should have said sell.
Somebody come in here.
I'm buying.
And help me. Let's make this simple. Let's just play something.
You know what I'm selling?
What are you selling this segment?
This segment.
When Wendell Saylor had a crack at you, Brent Reed, before you were here, and then decided when you went in here, it was all over. We decided we might play it now.
Oh, I think the last couple of weeks, I have to have a chat to Brent Reed, Lockie, if he ever gets here.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a bit too important at the moment. Look, I know he's doing some great stuff. It's going to his head. He's on every show at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just want to bring him back down to earth a little bit and just have a chat to him and just...
Back down to earth where you are?
Currently. Yes. So when he gets in here, I'm just going to have a little chat to him.
Give him a good dressing down.
Well, that didn't happen.
To be fair, Dell does know an ego that's out of control. He's had one for what? 10, 15 years now.
Yeah, that's
you're the last bloke to ever go at someone for being late.
Yeah, but that's obviously.
What happened to Anzac Day?
Oh, but I could. I was like, it's because of traffic. Like,
what if the guy was in?
Yeah, you know what? I needed a helicopter. Hello, have you got that number? But I can see the signs with you, and I don't want you getting on the same road that I did. So, yeah.
The stock market, all thanks to Mungle Boots. Mungle Boots are built for you in mind. Ultra comfort for the hardest of days. Saturday Triple M, NRL, Victor Radley, Ben Dobbin, still to come. Yeah, still getting excited about next Wednesday. New South Wales, Queensland, Suncorp Stadium. One man who must be very excited about being involved in the New South Wales camp is 19th man, Victor Radley, who joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How's it been? You get drafted in there, so you get that experience as a young footy player. How have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, I've loved it, mate. I've loved it. It's been unreal. So even though I'm not playing, it's been one hell of a week, and I'm looking forward to getting up to Brisbane on Monday and feeling the vibes around there, then even warming up, that'll get me adrenaline up, and then hopefully it gives me a little taste, and I get to play there one day.
Feeling the vibes. You've already got the Freddie Fittler lingo down.
Have you enjoyed
that process? I mean, you as a Roosters man, Freddie would have been around the joint, but have you enjoyed his approach?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love how he goes about his stuff and how he speaks. Yeah, it's almost like one of the boys, one of your mates, and then he's... He's got a really, really serious idea with when we're on the footy field. It comes out and it's pretty intense, but it gets you up for training and I'm sure get all the boys up for the game.
So what's your role? You said that you're going to travel with the side early next week up to the game, but over the early part of the week, do you run opposition? Do you do all the ball work sessions? Are you part of the – do you do any of the fitness?
I did every session. When the team stuff get together, obviously – the team are playing now, I might jump in for one set or one little bit of the drill if someone wants a break or anything like that. But mostly just running against and we played a lot of games and a lot of, competitive stuff, which I just got involved in all that. So training was pretty intense, but fun.
Hey, Victor, I remember you as a youngster at Clove Valley Crocs there as an 8-year-old yourself, Lockie Lamb and obviously my young boy Tristan. Mate, you just love growing up just hating Queensland. This is what it's about, isn't it? Queensland versus New South Wales, state of origin. Doesn't get any better, does it?
No, it doesn't, mate. I loved Origin ever since I can remember. So I'll get a little bit closer up this year and it'll be enjoyable, but I'm sure it's only going to, you know, make me want to get on the field even more, eh?
Victor, what are the Roosters doing at the moment? I texted Robbo the other day actually about Luke Keary, and he said he was away. Have they been given some time off?
Yeah, we're at Dubai this week, so they gave us the week off. We were meant to go and train this weekend or a light session this weekend and get back into it next week. So it was a pretty intense start of the season, the first like 10, 11 weeks, and they gave us 5 or 6 days off just to rest up. I obviously went in and trained anyway, which I was happy to do.
I saw you talk today about Luke Keary in the past and obviously what Luke's going through. Have you spoken to him? How is he?
Yeah, I went to see him Monday, Arvo. He's in good spirits. I think he's not disappointed he's not in Origin, but he's obviously wanted to be there, and then he's pretty smart kid, so he's really worried about, well, he knows the repercussions of not getting your head right, and he's doing everything he can to make sure that's number one, and then I'm sure he'll be back in no time fit, so can't wait for that.
He's well enough to get onto Instagram and have a crack at Cooper Cronk's old man beard.
It's always well enough to have a crack at Cooper.
how has Cooper been, mate? I know he's quite different from you, mate, but he just brings, you know, Sonny Bill was there obviously a few years back now, and he brought a nice calming influence to the Roosters, but you know, Cooper Cronk stepped in there and he's different, but he's a good bloke, isn't he?
Oh, mate, what a legend. I love him, mate. I love him to death, and he's taught, I'm sure, everyone at the club something, and he's still good. Well, no, he's a hard worker too, so for an old bloke, he works pretty hard. learn a thing or two.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. What about the other young guys? You talk about the old blokes. Cam Murray. Has his kind of smile can't come off his face with being there in the blue jersey?
Oh, mate, he's gonna dominate out. I can just tell. I went on a couple of camps with him in the juniors, like junior under 20s, and he put on a clinic. So I can't wait to watch him go around. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a good bloke. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching him.
Hey, Victor, when you came through, like, schoolboys and all that sort of stuff, and under 20s, under 18s, who was from Queensland that you sort of came through with? Who was sort of, you know, against you? Anyone there in the round there now? Any players?
I'm not too sure. I really do a lot of stuff with
The line there.
Yeah, he's just in the dungeon. Freddie's got him in the dungeon. Yeah. Just like, listen.
Hey, I'm not too sure. I'm trying to think he was in that team, but apparently, I remember playing against your young lad.
Yeah.
But I can't really think of somewhere, to be honest.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll have to leave that because that line is falling out. Victor Radley, thank you so much for joining. Yeah, enjoy as a young bloke.
Cheers.
No drama whatsoever.
Watch out for the Queenslanders, mate. Yeah, the Maroons.
He's a great young footy player,
isn't he?
Victor Radley, and I'm sure he'll be wearing that jersey in years to come. In fact, we are going to go into the Queensland camp next. Ben Dobbin has been there. We'll see what he has made of this first few days. State of Origin, Wednesday night, Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Green Day for you on a Saturday afternoon as we get excited here, lead up to Wednesday night, the first State of Origin, Suncorp Stadium. Also a bit excited about tonight, the World Cup, Australia's first appearance against Afghanistan. I think Dave Warner is fully fit, hitting the ball beautifully. That'll be a great start for them. England too good for South Africa.
England, Ben Stokes' catch, it was ridiculous. It was so good.
Was. He was out of position. It probably should have gone straight down his throat, but he made it look amazing. It was a terrific performance from England. They are certainly, they're the favourites. Yeah. They've never won, of course. Neither of South Africa.
I hope they choke.
No. They probably will. They've done it before.
Yeah.
All right. On the rundown, this says, Dell explains how Queensland will win. Gerds explains how New South Wales will win. I like the sound of that. So, Brent Reed, we can just sit back and listen to the knowledge. Yeah. I'm going to start with you, Wendell Saylor. How does Queensland win?
Well, look, I think the first thing for Queensland is, you know, after losing last year's series, you're smarting a little bit because there's a few things you could have done right. And I think they've picked a pretty good team, but for me, I just think in the forwards, I think we can hold New South Wales. I don't think we're going to dominate their forwards, but I just think Queensland will do a job in the forwards. And then at the back, I think our outside five is quite strong. And having KP and Cameron Munster combined at the back, I think we can do a job there. And also, Cherry Evans' kicking game. I think he control the tempo of the game. It's going to have him being there is great. But also our bench. It's a nice mixture of our bench with David Fifita coming on, young Tearaway, as I said, I'm not going to get too cocky and think that we, you know, you can just absolutely rip the New South Wales team apart through the middle, but I reckon they'll do a job there. But also, the Suncorp Stadium home crowd, like, I think we've got a really good record there, won 5 of the last 6. So, and the Maroons, the good thing about the Maroons and having a home crowd, the Maroons have only lost the penalty count once on home turf.
Love that.
Yeah.
Can DCE, what will it be since he's played, Reedy? 6 weeks?
Yeah. That's
by then it would be, yes, around 6 week mark, yeah.
And he comes into a State of Origin game, which everybody says is quicker than an NRL game. Mm. It's a tough ask, isn't
it? He's come back a long way ahead of schedule too. So, you know, they're saying he's obviously 100%, but you've got to be a little nervous, I would suspect, if you're Kevvy Walters and the Queenslanders, because, you know, to come back that far in advance of what you were supposed to come back, I mean, it's a pretty remarkable effort if he does emerge unscathed from that game. Mm. I'd be worried for Manly, to be honest. I mean, they need him at the moment, and, you know, I'd be surprised if he backs up on the weekend, given what he's coming back from.
And also, another point that I forgot, like, for Will Chambers too, he got embarrassed by Latrell Mitchell last year. Latrell's not playing his best at the moment, but in that camp, you can just see he just relaxes a bit. But I think Chambers can shut down Latrell Mitchell.
I've got to say, Latrell Mitchell has been one of the most relaxed players in camp this week. Yeah. He's been amazing, Latrell.
Don't tell me that. That's
at times, Latrell
best.
Can be a bit of a prickly guy, right? Yeah. But he's been amazing this week, Latrell. Unbelievably. Okay. Looks so happy, just so at ease with being in camp again. So Will Chambers had better be on.
Yeah, well, he has to. He got embarrassed last year. It was 3-0 to, you know, 3-0 to Latrell Mitchell. He just terrorised him, whatever he did, whether it was, you know, sledging, whether it was just, you know, tries or whatever, defence. Yeah.
That combination, Cam Munster, Caelan Ponga, is a little bit scary for New South Wales, you'd have thought.
Well, I reckon scary as well, because Gerds and I were just looking at Tyson Frizzell's stats in the paper today, and Tyson struggled this year because he's had injuries and he hasn't had any consistency in his game. And that's where they'll be going. He got burnt by Ponga only, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? Right, and Angus Crichton, the guy who will come on and replace him, got burnt by Ponga last week. So, you know, those guys aren't in the best of form. And I reckon Queensland, they're going to go after them. Yeah. You can just see it coming.
All right, that's how and why Queensland will win, Ryan Girdler, or New South Wales?
It'll be tight too.
Well, I think freedom of speech, Tony. Okay. You know, the Blues have been able to say exactly what they want to say and when they want to say it. So. But apart from that, look, I do think preparation's key. And I think Freddie, he had 11 debutants last year and he brought them into the system and showed them what Origin was all about. And 6 of those guys remain and 5 new guys come in again. So you can just tell that, you know, the systems that they've been putting in place, New South Wales for the last 4 or 5 years now are just starting to come to fruition, and I think the environment that he provides brings out the best in his players, and I think that's goes a long way to getting the guys in the right psychological and physical shape for the game, which is paramount. You just do not want to play your game early, and this is one little bit of a concern I have, you know, with what Queensland have been doing of late. You know, they look really intense and there's a lot of focus on, you know, what they're doing, and they've got, you know, obviously different people that don't know Origin coming in and taking part in their program. That's another thing that I like about New South Wales. If you look at the guys that Freddie surrounded himself with in there, Bedsy again and Joey and Brandy, and I think Trent Barrett's come in, they're all people that have had a lot of experience, because it's a different animal. So I like the fact that the way the preparation is going for New South Wales, that makes me really confident. The other thing is, I like the fact that I think we have our spine, our key players, I think they're more settled at this point. If you think about the 1, 7 and 9, those guys coming off a winning series, which is important. They'll take a lot of confidence out of that. And then you throw in, obviously, the 6, who's got a great combination with the 9 at club level. So he'll come in with a little bit of confidence. And I think a lot of our attack will be based around that combination of going forward. I think we've got a bigger pack, and hopefully we can dominate that middle. If we dominate the middle and allow Cook then to get out and play with the 1 and the 6, and Cleary just keeps his job really simple and kicks and chases and defends and concentrates on Ponga and that on those edges, I think it's a pretty simple game plan. And I think there's enough points in that to be confident to go up there, because it's a hard place to score points in Queensland. And I like that about our spine. And when I look at the Queensland spine, said it before, they've got 4 players coming from different franchises that have never really played together, certainly at this level. And then Munster and Cherry Evans, obviously, at the back end of last one. And then you've got a guy that, you know, Ben Hunt, who doesn't usually play 9. So how long is it going to take those combinations in the furnace in that environment to get comfortable and know where each other are and get all their, you know, little set pieces and that together and their kicking game, all those really important things. So I just think we've got a little bit of an advantage there. See, as well.
And that's what I like too, because in 2001 when we debuted all those young Queenslanders, only 10 of them, that's New South Wales. They were just so confident they were going to win. So it's like what Gerds is saying there. There's a lot of points there why people think they're favourites, but that's what the Queenslanders like.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll go inside the Queensland camp in a minute with Ben Dobbin.
Dobbo.
You said New South Wales, it's a pretty calm-looking group at the moment.
It has been. It's been a really relaxed group, to be honest. I mean, obviously, Freddie's replicated what he did last year, where at the end of every training session there's a 20-minute period where every player is available, and they look really relaxed. I mean, really relaxed, and you'd expect that given the environment Freddie sets up for them. Look, I think the issue for Queensland is the forward battle. I think Queensland, if they can hold their own in the forwards, I just think Ponga and Munster can cause some damage. But, you know, if they can't, then Tedesco and Damien Cook will tear them apart. The fullbacks are going to be huge in this game, Mike, and those two fullbacks are going to—they're the difference makers for both teams.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All right, Dobbo's next Saturday, Triple M NRL. Yeah, lovely to have a company on this Saturday afternoon as we head into Brisbane and the Queensland State of Origin camp. Ben Dobbin joins us. Dobbo, g'day.
Yeah, how are we, guys? Not far away now. Wednesday night can't quick enough.
Exciting, isn't it? I noticed that you've said it, I think, like Twitter and Instagram, maybe just how good this time of the year is. We all agree. How interesting, though, has your week been, given how Kevy was when he came out and was a different personality of what we've seen before? What's it been like from your point of view?
Well, can I just say at the start of this, the Kevin Walters that I love and know, can he please come back? Will somebody deliver him back from space? Because the Kevy that we've got at the moment is completely different to the bloke that I had dinner with last week and that I see a lot of. He's on a mission. I don't know. I suppose that's what happens when you go to these life coaches. He's drunk the Kool-Aid, he's paid the money, and he's delivering. So,
did he mention that last week, Dobbo, when you were sort of talking to him? Did he know that this guy was going to come in and say play such a big part in their preparation?
I've got to be honest, I said this to him too. Like, they had the team photo, and I was lucky enough to be in there with Channel 9 to get some exclusive shots of the team photo and all the wide world of sports coverage. And I said, Kevy, why wouldn't you have told me this? Like, I said, when did you go to this bloke? He goes, oh. And I said, you know, he just kept it so quiet from everybody that he'd been doing this. I knew that he went over to New Zealand and spent a week with New Zealand. I knew he went and spent a week with Ireland in Europe at the end of last year and got some great tips. But I had no knowledge whatsoever that he'd been to a life coach as such and sort of a mentor. And the jovial Kevy that we know, like, literally he came out on Monday and everybody's like, oh, okay. And then on Tuesday we're in Charleville for the fan day. Ben Hunt's about to speak and he comes down in front of everybody, Kevy, and says, under no circumstances are you to ask any single player anything about New South Wales or any players. He said this and we're like, what? So, you know, that's like throwing a red rag at a bull. I mean,
that was the most ridiculous thing, Dobbo, because that's what we all saw. I was watching those interviews come in and the awkward way they were, and, you know, and every journalist is naturally going to, you know, go the Voldemort question, who you can't be named. And you did, I know, once, how do you think of New South Wales, as did various other people. It put the players in a slightly awkward position.
Well, I don't know if it's got, we'll know if the proof's in the pudding if it's worked come Wednesday night. But the funniest thing, like, I've seen some funny, like, Joy Arrow's got blue eyes, and one of the girls from NRL.com asked him, what colour are your eyes? And he ended up saying navy. They will not mention blue. They won't mention, and like Latrell Mitchell obviously saying he doesn't fear and respect Will Chambers yesterday. Will Chambers is an angry man by nature. He's standing there, just won't comment. Normally, you know, that's what the theatrics of Origin's been about, mate versus mate, state versus state, and they are just not buying into anything. They're focusing on themselves. I actually, at the start of the week, I thought it was ridiculous. I've watched them train the last two days. They have obviously a semi-opposed session tomorrow. And, mate, they're on. They are. I can't split these two teams. And I know I'm from New South Wales. I'm born there. I actually support them. I live up here. I'm like Reedy, but on the other side. And the thing about it is I think that they're a real shot at home, a real shot.
Justin Hodges did say New South Wales today when he was speaking to us. I think so. That's we had a little bit of a breakthrough there.
The victory.
Yeah, it was a victory.
That's the player's name, didn't he?
Yeah. How have the wounded looked? How's Daly Cherry Evans looking?
He's fine. The only question mark is Josh Maguire in my eyes because he hasn't trained with the squad yet. But Maguire, you know,
traditionally doesn't train early in the week, even in clubland, and he comes and trains like the captain's run and maybe have one session. That's how he manages his body. But he hasn't trained. He's been on the stationary bike. Yesterday they had a really big hit out. And it's funny, you know, like you watch what they do, it's all been defensive around the ruck. They've spent so much time this Queensland side.
Wrestling.
Just defending around the edge. And that's all won by Damien Cook. That's all they're working on. There's no two ways about it. He is such an important factor to this New South Wales side.
Dobbo, I'm so excited about seeing Caelan Ponga in the one jersey. Like, how's Caelan been this week?
Haven't been happy with the previous one?
Well, the previous one went all right. Yeah, he was okay.
Look, unbelievable.
Rest assured, if you're a Queensland supporter, because on, what day are we? Wednesday, Thursday, Caelan Ponga was there half an hour before the other squad came out, and he had one bloke next to him, and that was Billy Slater. Yeah. And Billy Slater was speaking to him, showing him angles to run. Then they did this back five kicking session, and Billy Slater was with him and showing him the direction to go and to link up. I mean, the lucky thing is, and New South Wales have got it as well, but, you know, Thursday they bring out, they trot out Slater. Yesterday they trot out Thurston. I mean, it's just like, it's like a smorgasbord of great just come into the squad.
And has Cam Smith been in, or is he coming in to camp?
Tomorrow, they reckon,
I've got to ask, so where has he used Moses? And by people that don't know, I mean, you know, we all sort of know, but he has played nine. I think he played in the grand final So what's he done? Has he gone
Yep, he's been in the dummy half. He's trained there. And he actually said he wasn't quite sure what his role was. But if you go off based on training, all the training drills he's been is coming on as a number nine. So you would think that at some point he's precautionary because, I mean, Ben Hunt, this is a huge test for Ben Hunt. There's no two ways about it. I know he's played at the level of Australia in this position. It's a massive test now for him.
Well, how are the ticket sales going up there, Dobbo? We know that Queensland aren't going to buy into any of the chat between the two camps, but apparently they're struggling to sell them all up there at Suncorp as a couple of days ago.
You know, to be honest, normally I can get my hands on a few freebies and I've had to fork out in my own back pocket.
Terrible. Like, that'd hurt you.
Well, I can tell you, with a battler like me, it's a very tough gig to have to come.
Well, if Queensland can't fill the 50,000-seat stadium, we might let them bank west and they can use it. Maybe they can fill the 30 up.
But don't start that crap, Gerds, otherwise, I mean, you'll have a problem, mate.
I love it. Dobbo, still with Kevin Walters and that mindset, what about the whole player 21 to be announced kind of thing?
I don't know. I have no idea what that was about. I have no idea.
Because he called guys back, right? The press conference had finished.
He walked out in a half and everybody went on. And then he goes, I forgot something. And then he came back. And so we all had to come back. And it was that, look, Tim Glasby's 18th man, Anthony Milford's 19th man, 20 is capable. And then he said 21 to be announced. Yeah, and it was just like a bomb. So everybody's thinking, do they need a 21? I have no idea. But anyway, they haven't brought anybody in. So unless somebody gets brought in tomorrow, I think it might be more a token. There might be some Queensland great of some distinction who might be named as the 21st man, and he'll be on the bus and I'll try to motor.
Maybe Kevin Rudd.
Maybe the coach whisperer is going to lace him up and bring the mouth guard.
I was thinking Wendell's about to make an announcement. He's coming back into the squad as a mentor.
Mate, I'd last about a minute. Okay, yeah, as a mentor. But hey, it's got to be Granville or Kyle Felt after the game, won't it? Like they did with Lottie.
That's what you think. Yeah. You think that would be the precaution. Kyle Felt's been all the talk that potentially if there was a drama, Felt would come into the squad, they'd shift Morgan and Gagai push into the centres. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, Dobbo, who would know? You would if anybody did. Thanks so much for your time, Dave. Good luck through Wednesday. Hey, Reedy, thanks for your
Wednesday, Dobbo,
as well. And thank you for listening. It's been great to hang around once more. Sadly, that's us for us. It's Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Queenslander!